Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to my program Here, There, and Everywhere. This is Watcher Ruth. I'm talking to you this morning on a bright, wonderful, glorious, God-given day of February the 9th. It's 8:30 in the morning, coming to you from Estacada, Oregon. Hallelujah. Wow, a lot to go through this morning. Haven't been broadcasting lately because I've been kind of, the bounce has kind of been out of my foot, but bounce has come back. I filled my balloon. I'm flying again, so here we go. Early, want to just touch on a couple of things. Want to rejoice today in the fact that a very dear friend, Zen Garcia, is going to have a little get-together. Want to welcome anyone that wants to go down and have a cup of coffee on me to rejoice in the release of his book, The Sons of God, Who We Are and Why We're Here. It's available now in bookstores. Price is $23.99 on the back of the cover. You really want to learn about, a lot about the three world ages, the fallen angels, the archons, and the coming of the new life we have in store for us. Give a look at that book. I think it's either the fifth or sixth of his books. Funny story, I had been reading one of his books called Awaken to the New World Order. Had a couple of twin males sitting in my chair. There happened to be firemen, and one of them's a FEMA representative. The other one works for the Estacada Rural Fire Department. And they're twins and a couple of 45-year-old guys that show up to get haircuts. And they were thumbing through my book and reading some of my highlighted information. And I got to tell you, their face was on the floor in about 2 seconds, wanted to have all this information. I let them borrow my book. The guys never brought it back, Michael Silva. So bring me my book back, buddy. Anyway, moving on, just want to inform anyone that wants to stay on track and keep informed also that among others of the strange, peculiar nation, the people that seek for the paradise that others seek not, to seek the truth and the information in this age that is probably the closest you're going to get. You might want to tune into the Hagman and Hagman Report, which broadcasts every day from 5 to, I believe it's 8 o'clock. Zen Garcia, my friend, has a show on Fallen Angels TV on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And my dearest friend, Christy, and Usama, that doc have a program every Saturday evening broadcasting again on at Blog Talk Radio. I believe Christy broadcasts either at 7 or 8. I can't really get on track here. I usually use her link. But anyway, moving on, we have today DHS. No, not Department of Human Services, not that DHS. This is Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security has enough hollow point bullets to kill every American in the United States 6 times. Wow. Across about 6 or 7 different departments. Pretty interesting. And it becomes on our American borders. The government through executive order that you have no amendment rights that state there's no illegal search and seizure, because if you want to cross a border, the government's going to go through your laptop, your BlackBerry, or anything else you have on you, according to them. South Korea is getting ready to provide a preemptive strike against North Korea. Apparently, they think that North Korea is a little further equipped with nuclear weapon armament than they previously thought. And We all know we're waiting for that Ezekiel 38 prophecy to come through. So here we go. And following with that is the historical blizzard that hits the United States. You know, we've seen the signs of the times, brothers and sisters. This is Watcher Ruth. I'm coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. I have a listener call-in number if you want to yell at me, talk to me, sweet talk me, or just talk. Give me a call at 347-945-5170. Thank you for listening. We are the Fig Tree Generation. We are the last generation. We are the elect, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, chosen before the foundations of the earth or the eons to be leaders in this moment of time, in this only moment intended to be the coming of the day of the Lord. Topic today on my program Here, There, and Everywhere is I was just following orders. Wow. What have people done in the name of just following orders? Who turned around and said they gave me that order when they gave it? Why did they give it? And why did they do it? Why are they asking the military to take lie detector tests? Why are they asking us to be groped in every airport by the TSA? They're just following orders when they take surveillance x-rays of my body and laugh about it behind closed doors. Will they force our military to take arms against us? Will they send drones to kill American citizens in other parts of the world and in America too? Will the government grant money to every police city and county to buy drones to surveil us, which happen to be armed also? Will they have legalized drone strikes in the United States of America, which is becoming more and more like a police state? Seattle mayor says, we're returning the two drones which were purchased by grant from the United States government and the Department of Homeland Security. The people protest. When they had a gun recall in Seattle, so many people showed up on the sides of the road where people saying, let me buy your gun. I'll give you $500 for your gun. There was nothing they could do. The smart people got in that line. I got in that line too. Smart people. Who's giving them the orders? Why are they giving them these orders? Why are they making our military take lie detector tests to find out if they're going to shoot American citizens during this civil war they want? The one they're manufacturing, the one we're waiting for the next false flag event for? We know that there are principalities and powers from realms, from high places, demons and demonics running and inhabiting the government of our country today. Do they have their finger on the drone? Is that why Michael Silva kept my book from Zen Garcia, Awakened to the New World Order? Did I give that book to the bad guy instead of the good guy? I wonder. American citizens are now being paid to spy on other American citizens and turn them in for cash. You know, when they start manning up these FEMA camps, because they have fusion, they have satellite fusions in every single county. And if you don't think they do, you better wake up and smell the coffee. They do. And they're surveilling you. They're surveilling me. They're going to put us in a situation where we have no food, no money, no home. We're in a tent. Come down to the FEMA camp and I'll feed you. They're putting surveillance in lamps, TVs, refrigerators. Everything's watching us. 11 states have provided prohibiting drone technology in their states. God, I wish mine was one of them. I've seen the new RFID tattoo that's going to be coming with the Obama healthcare plan. Yeah, it's got some gold implanted in it, it looks like. And I can tell you what, once they get that thing set up, and anyone that's on an entitlement of any kind, and I don't know how many people you know are on food stamps right now, but I got to tell you, more than there ever has been. And through the application of the Hegelian dialectic of this event, crisis, and solution process that they have been using for so many years through the Illuminati and the New World Order, and those venues of demonic spirits that are in all these people perpetrating these events upon us, which are about to happen. You know, what are you going to do with bullets enough to kill every American citizen six times over? I don't know. Why? What are they planning on? What's the deal? Why are they taking away our Fourth Amendment rights to unreasonable search and seizure? Little by little, encroaching upon every single reasonable thinking American's right, necessitated by the Bill of Rights and observed by everyone pretty closely until the last few elect. What they're doing in secret. Dianne Feinstein, boy, oh boy, if you don't think she's got some reptilian demon roaming around in her body, I gotta tell you. Excuse me. You know, according to the government, we have no rights to privacy. They have data harvesting measures going on every day in every asset, in every facet of our lives. They have monitoring in every new streetlight, which includes sound that broadcasts and data that triggers with certain trigger words that are emphasized within that sound structure. They have an algorithm. Hallelujah. And they're using it. If you think they haven't been taking that 15% of the black ops money for mind control to use HARP and HARP technology through all these street lamps and every improvement interwoven through the web, this web that they have set up that we are in but not of, Forget everything you learned in school. Forget everything. None of it's real. Not one bit of it's real. It's all just a matrix. Think we won the war on independence? We didn't win any war on independence. The United States of America is a corporation. It was established by the Antichrist. His minions and ancient people. Kind of mostly from the Germanics, but originally from the money changers. They were the Pharisees and the Kenites. You know, they crept in unaware, spots in our feasts. They were in us, but were not of us. Started coming in during Ezra and Nehemiah's day. You know, got to the end of that long road with all them dang camels and looked back and said, how many true Levitical priests do we have here? And how many were there? Not very many. Not enough, that's for sure. And I can tell you, from umbilical cord to umbilical cord, here we are. Those Khazars, those Ashkenazi Jews, they were the bloodline. They're the same ones, the Illuminatis, those Rothies, and those doggone Warburgs sitting around in secret places making secret agreements that none of us have any awareness of. Doomsday, things like the Georgia Guidestones planning on killing us all through chemtrails. Golly gee, Wally, if we knew what were in those things, we probably wouldn't sleep at night. So here we are. Through indoctrination, mind control devices like the Monarch mind control, they're controlling us. You don't think so? Unspeakable things they speak about in those groves, worshiping Moloch, passing children through the fires. Don't be among them. They are the tares. They know who they are. They walk around walking unrighteously, walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, and polluting everyone who would walk by the spirit, dragging them into the flesh as hard as they can. Praise God we have enough brains to stay out of that minutia. You know, as the Second World Age ends, you know, we still have to deal with this bloodline and humanity as it is, and the dealings and existence of demons and devils who control our government. Now, they're slowly, by elimination, retrieving these monarch-controlled, mind-controlled people. And the higher ones have already been taken out, and they're taking them one by one and killing off anyone they think could give them any kind of problems, from gun makers down. Insurance companies are prohibiting insurance coverage for gun makers, and if they don't cooperate, or others, look at Bank of America. Oh, my gosh, I tell you. And then there was something I heard the other day on, I watched a video the other day on some guys who worked for the State Milk Board. I believe it was in Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. State Milk Board are going in to organic farmers, and they're taking their cheeses and their produced product of milk and to state-run labs and condemning it, and then seizing the product and putting these people out of business because they're not part of the state milk boards. So little by little, what they're doing is that they're either isolating or eliminating all our independent farmers. And then next, what they're going to do is they're going to go for the independent egg producers. And as soon as they've secured most of what they think is the major food supply lines, they're going to start pulling their little deal. And they're going to start retrieving these killers that they've had in their little arsenal waiting to kill American citizens. And they're going to pull their little trump cards out for all their little false flag events. And which in whatever way they can't manipulate and maneuver the American citizens by bringing sleepers out, the president will use executive orders. He will do things to disarm us, to discredit us, to put us in line, to produce and promote everything that has to do with the Agenda 21 box. And if we will or will not participate, will be a determinant of whether or not you will be attending your local FEMA retraining academy. Will they use our military to disarm us? What do you think? You want to talk about it? Give me a call at 347-945-5170. This is Watch Your Ruth coming to you from Blog Talk Radio. Here, there, and everywhere. Saturday, February 9th, 2013. You know, no one believed that we had the Food Modernization Act. I believe it's 109998. Dictating by executive order by Bill Clinton that it's now illegal for an American citizen to produce their own food. We don't know what's out there in those chemtrails, you know, Morgellons diseases becoming more and more and more prevalent. We know that they're putting artificial intelligences of some kind in those chemtrails because we know what's coming out of Morgellons disease. Autism is on the rise like we cannot believe. Are these guys just following orders? These guys that are spraying all this stuff in the air that we're breathing? Are they demons driving these planes? Who do they take orders from? Who are they taking orders from? When are we going to wake up and realize that Ephesians 6 that we're going through right now is the fig tree generation that we're living in? We need to become the leaders, the discerners of the word. We need to be putting the acts and the works of the flesh aside, trying to pull those out of the fire that we can, lead them into truth. But don't do it at your own cost. You better be strong enough to stand in the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did with Jesus Christ and be strong enough to be in the fire but still repel what the flesh is producing. Because, you know, the prince of this age and the prince of this earth has a pretty strong flesh way about him. And he knows he has but a very short time. And as we can see, after we slowly become aware that we are the fig tree generation, we're going to know this and become more aware of what a struggle it is and why we need to be able to stand firm, be aware in the word of Jesus Christ and all of the structure of the plan that comes composite within the gospel, that you become armed and forearmed and forewarned for what's in store, because I do not advocate a pre-tribulation rapture for many reasons, but one is this. In many of the Gospels, not all of them, but many of them talk that you will be brought forth before powers and principalities and magistrates and councils. And there's only one unforgivable sin. Did you know that there was only one unforgivable sin? So you've never in your life, no matter what you've done, since you've been walking around as a dweller upon the earth, the unforgivable sin. The unforgivable sin is this, is when they bring you before powers and principalities and dark forces from high places, from other realms, that you think ye not in advance what to say, but heed ye on to this, listeners. In that hour and in that day, and in that moment, before the principalities, think ye not what you will say. And hesitate not to allow the Holy Spirit to enter into you in that hour and produce that which is spoken by him through you as a witness and a testimony of the word of light and the creator of the heavens and the earth and the Holy Host, the angels, the heavenly angels, the watcher angels, the good and the bad, all of us. Enjoy every moment because it is a gift. It's used to show you something today. Love it because it's part of the Great Commission, because Jesus left it with us. He left it. First, love God, and then love each other. As I have loved you as a foot washer. Try to be someone's friend. Try to be light today. Just to bring a smile to someone else's face, to lighten their burdens of this eon while we're waiting for the next, which is soon to come. To arrive at the fifth world age, the golden age of the Aquarius. Oh, I don't know. I think it's the third world age, but anyway, look at it. We're living on borrowed time. So love your children today. Love your parents. Love your neighbors. Weaving today a cloth of righteousness. One with the Spirit, a cloth, a white robe, one woven, full of kindness and love, a robe without a wrinkle or spot, woven with righteous acts done in this world age. To our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ and others. Be forewarned and be forearmed in this world age that we will struggle with power and demons and devils and the flesh and the blood. But we are the breath of life. And when we are changed at the seventh trump, at the voice of an archangel, at the return of Jesus Christ, in the twinkling of an eye, we will receive our glorified bodies when we return to the breath and we become part of the light again. Rejoice in the day that you have. Try to walk in the truth and be the light and make a difference. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed life. Thanks again for listening. This is Watcher Ruth. God bless everyone for listening. Hope you have gleaned something from this little bit of information today. Love y'all. Thanks again. Bye-bye.